Fine, we milled the sugya of yayin. The person who makes their kiddush, what yayin exactly to use. We already spoke out the two different darkas. There's yayin that's possible. Think that a possible is bayach, you cannot make kiddush on. Yayin makulo. The case that yayin has reyach ra. You have a second case that by the tzir that it's kosher lim is bayach, only b'di'eved. And those cases are kosher l'chatchila for the case of kiddush. There, for example, freshly squeezed grapes, mitzvah novim, is kosher l'chatchila. Yayin shocher, yayin motok. These things are kosher l'chatchila. However, the mechaber, the Mishnah speaks out, Mishnah Berurah speaks out, still mitzvah min ha-mokor not to have a case of grape juice. Now, avada, if a person likes grape juice, he has oinik from it, and one might say he does not appreciate. If avada, the end of oinik Shabbos overweighs the idea of mitzvah min ha-mokor, and therefore they bring down Kiyudua, the Kaddish himself, make Kiddush on grape juice, Viskurov made on grape juice. That concept overrides the idea of mitzvah min ha-mokor. However, the Chor, and again, the grape juice, there are two other problems. Besides the Mailish boy or mitzvah min ha-mokor, the question is that usually grape juice is cooked, yayin avoshel, and also they put inside sugar additives. And if it's a bayam, it's had a sugyo of yayin that has sugar inside, which really leads to our sugyo, which leads to our sugyo of simchas to go through the idea of what the locha is.
Why don't they add the grape juice someday? You can't.
Wine also, but all grape juice are cooked. Wine depends, some are, some aren't.
Wine, some.
That's what I heard.
Sure.
Okay, they have something economy. They have to know what they do. They pasteurize it then. It's pasteurization. Then they still have the okay, that sugar, what that means. So first, they get to the sugar of Yayin Mevushel. The question really is, when you learn the sugar in Bavasa, that's Tzadik Zayin, the Gemara discusses things that the apostle is Be'ech, it brings down 13 cases. Maskana only has 2 cases. It left out the case of Yayin Mevushel. So the question is Yayin Mevushel a separate sugar? Is not negated to the sugyo of Domino Mizbeach, therefore Yain of Kiddush is no Shaykhis, with the same exact sugyo. So already this Tshuva is a Goinim, Shai Tshuva, he comes along and says, Halacha is that anything is possible Mizbeach, is possible for Kiddush, and therefore since Yain of Voshel is possible Mizbeach, it's the Yain that is Kriuso, goes less in Dargus, and therefore he says also it's possible for making Kiddush upon it. Not only that, he says, when you have Yain of Voshel, what brach do you make upon it? He says you make a Shakal near Bedvaroi, you cannot even make a Boy Pierre Goffin. The Riff and Shuvah and Tzimur Reit Tadakei brings down the Lachal Amais, also saying Yisoyin, the Lachal is you cannot make Kiddush upon it, you have to make a Shakal upon it. And there are those, the Rambam writes that way, also a person who cannot be Mekadosh upon it, Rashi and Shuvah goes this way, the Mitzgeyesh, the Rashi, being down the Lachal is that since we compare everything to the Mizbeach, the Lachal is negated to Mizbeach, the Yayin Mevushel is Possel, and that's the Klal, negated to Kiddush is the same Yisoyin, you cannot be Mekadosh upon it. Asadah Sheni, come on, Levi Shredim, and they disagree. They want to know that it's true as possible Mizbeach, but not the same sugyo that we're looking at the other cases from. The reason why the other 11 cases, the 13 cases we're discussing, is possible, they went down in Dargus. Went down. A case that is freshly squeezed grape is less than a Dargo than regular wine. A Yayin Shocher is less than a Dargo. Yayin Matuk is less than a Dargo. The reason why Yayin Mevushel is the Lachas possible Mizbeach is not because it goes down, it's a Gerus over here. Because it's different, it's nishtana, it changed. But which way did it change, says the Rosh? It's changed up, better, to a mile over here. So negate the Mizbeach, it's not good, because once it changed, the Torah says, on the Mizbeach cannot be something that's proportional, has to be something that is not cooked. Negate the Kiddush, the Yisoyed, is what? Has to be darker, something that's Gerusa. Gerusa cannot be Mekadosh. Mekadosh is Shabbos, something that's Yain, that's Geru over here. If it's a mile over here, Avada can be Mekadosh upon it. And therefore, it speaks out Tosfos, he wants to bring a Chloray from the Yishalmi. The Shalmi says a person on Leila Seder, he can make an Arba Klesis Yayin Mevushel. Now what is the first Klesis of the Arba Klesis? Kiddush. So you see clearly from the Shalmi that the idea is Yayin Mevushel, you can might use for Kiddush over here. And they have come along again, Roy Bishreinim, the Ri, and the Ramban, and the Rajba, the Rosh, and the Ran, and the Rekeach, Oy, they come along, the Yisoyed Shabbat is that we cannot compare the two Sugyas. Number one, I point out, it's not put down the Sugyo, Negeir to Kiddush, what's possible is Be'ech, does not bring down the case of Yayin Mevushel. Number two, they have Yishalmi over here. Number three, they have a Svar over here. It goes up in darkness, it tastes better over here. And therefore, the one time, Badal Chathili can make a Brok or Boypria Goffin, and the Maestri can be Mekadosh upon, not a problem over here. Maishah the Ogre, Arishan, he ends off the Minig Ashkenaz, V'chol HaGadoylim, is the Kaddish upon Yayin that's Mevushel. And therefore, if you do not have any other wine, or even if you have other wine that's not Mevushel, but it's not as good as this yain. The loch is the chachilo. Can you use yain mevoshel? Halacha lemaisel. Can you use yain mevoshel? So can you do the mechabe stato stam that you can? The yishomim that the loch is the ramam that you cannot. The stam yishomim halacha kistam. Therefore, the ramam is paskening. The mechabe is paskening. The chachilo person can be mechanish upon yain mevoshel. The question that Achrenim point out, there's a kash over here. The Mechabashita is, and Beis Yosef, he explains, that we always go after the big three, or two out of the three. Who is Machmer? The Rambam, and the Rif and Shuva. Who is Mekel? The Rosh. He says he can't even catch all the Yain, that's Mevoshel. The Mechabah should have been Machmer over here. The point out that Achrenim, it must be, and you see clearly in the Beis Yosef, he did not have the Rif and Shuva. He didn't have it. Therefore, if you have the Rambam, first the Rosh, Ma'aser Roy, we should hold, you can't Mekadosh Yain Mevoshel. Therefore, the Mechava Patskin, you can't Mekadosh and Yain Mevoshel. If so, says the Bnei Svard, it should be that we now know we have the Rif. We have the Rif and the Rambam. We should go after the big two out of the three. We Machman, you can have Mekadosh and Yain Mevoshel. The Ma'aser, the Chavdas, the Tshuva, Vadi Yosef, the Chalifeid, he says no, even the Bnei Svard can be Mekadosh and Yain Mevoshel. He wants to tie that even according to the Rambam, that says you should not be Mekadosh and Yain Mevoshel. But let's say you did. What's the loch of the Eved? Once time now, you are Mekayim the Mitzvah of Mekadosh upon Yain. You were Mekadosh the Shabbos. Therefore, what time that Gamas Baruch of Shad in the Rambam, he wants to make a speck out of it. He wants to tell you, even the Bnei Svard can stomach what the Mechabah says, the Loshon Stam, that a person can be Mekadosh upon Yain Mevoshel. Negate the Bnei Ashkenaz, Ramah and Zof, the loch is very clear, but Minig Mekadosh Olof, Minig Mais is to Mekadosh upon Yain Mevoshel. He says, even though you have Yain Acher, that's not Mevoshel, just as not as good, the loch is, you can't Mekadosh on something that is Mevoshel. However, it's very meduric, and speaks out the Mishnah Berurah, but let's say you have two even wines in front of you. You have two things in front of you, or two grape juices in front of you. One Mevoshel, one's not Mevoshel. What's the loch of very clearly? You should drink something, take Kiddush of something that's not Mevoshel. It's very clear. Again, it comes out. If it's two even things, if it's better, you take what is better. Better. That's clear. Ramah says the minig is the mekadosh and yam avoshel if it's better. If it's even, then the body just takes something that's not avoshel. That's a black and white halacha. What comes out?
So you're taking the side of the fact that if it's not avoshel, you run the problem between.
Okay, take that into account. You have to know the halachas.
You know,
could be. I hear 100%.
Better is determined by what?
Better?
Yes.
Not
no. No. You have to. If you appreciate one, then you should do that. Now, if so, we're saying a person like Hatchilo should try not to take Yayim Avoshel once even, what defines the category of Yayim Avoshel? Surely there are two sugyas. One question in general negates the sugya of Stam Yayim. And the question is, that's the same sugya over here. Meaning by the sugya of Sam Yain, building off the sugya of Yain Nesach, the loch and Sim Kuf of Gimel, Siv Gimel in Yerodeo, over there discusses the loch is when a guy pours wine, the loch is a person that you sold, the Maitre cannot use it. Now, the loch is by Stam Yain, it's not a problem. There was no Xeris Chazal in Stam Yain. When it's Yain Mevoshel on Stam Yain. What is Yain Mevoshel? What is the case of Bishel? Kidu on Kolotar Kula, to Mevashel something, has a gedda of Yad Sladis Voy. What is the share of Yad Sladis Voy? Assume over here it's going by Fahrenheit. Fahrenheit, Lekula is 110, 115, 113. Lekumra is Farach 170, 175, maybe up to 190. That means once you hit 190, Lekula day is the Nichol again of Yad Sladis Voy. Therefore, if you ever take wine, and you don't just boil it, but you just pasteurize it, pasteurization, the doing to kill the chardakim, to kill the germs inside, to get rid of the bacteria over here, that's always the case of Yad Sladis Voy. There's another level when you cook something, cool bubbling, babuos. That's something when you want to bubble, it's 212. That's the little together of resachas. That's the gate to the sugar of agolo. So usually the loch in the gate to make something mevushal is yad plus point. The gate to agolo, the shear is, has to be bubbling. The question is, the gate over here by yayin mevushal, by stam yayin, what is the shear by stam yayin to make something mevushal? Is the shear like all over yad plus point? And therefore come out any wine that's pasteurized. Is ready Yayim Avoshel. Well, no, the Mitzvah says it has to be bubbling. So those when I come along in Taina, that Yayim Postal, or Pistol, or again pasteurized in English, they want Taina not literally get of Yayim Avoshel. They come from three different svaras. One is, what is the reason why Stam Yayin, the rehold is not literally get of Yayim Avoshel? Well, sorry, white yain mafushim, not necessarily get of a stam yain. One is the Shach says in Yodayin Kufal Gimel, one time the Rashba, that since it loses some of the wine when you cook it, therefore it has the mila now being yain mafushim. Building upon that, they want to know, when do you lose some of the wine? It starts bubbling, it starts going out, steaming out, and therefore that's when you lose some of the wine. Masha Enken, we just do a case of Yad Kletus Boy, it's not bubbling over here, it's not Be'etzim losing its wine, and therefore will not come out to have the mile of Yayim Avoshim to get Sugyo Stam Yayim. One swara. A second, the words of Rashi is, it's might be Midosai. It loses part of its meat of the amount of wine that's in front of you.
What's the difference between 20 gallons
and 19
gallons?
That has, so that's the Rashi, that's the definition of Bishul Niger. Maybe get the Svara Shabbai, the Svara, what's the difference? That's the words of the Rashi, but it has to be something that loses part of the amount of wine that's there. The Svar maybe, or second reason they say, is that when you start cooking things, it comes and loses the taste. Loses some of the alcohol content, loses part of its taste, and that's why all the expensive wines, the mice, are not cooked. Therefore, the wine taino, that's only in the case when you cook it. When you pasteurize it, the wine taino, the mice, it loses much less of the taste, very minute, does not lose any of its alcohol content, and therefore, again, will not have the mila of Yayim Avoshim. The third reason, from Zalman of the Ashram say, is the whole yisoid of Chazal why they came along to be mekel yayim avoshul? Because not the derech, mice to have yayin as cooked. This man is there, they want taino, the numerous wines are cooked, and that is a derech. They want taino, it does not have any more the milah being yayim avoshul. That's the mitzvah people have all the time. It's not a different type of wine, there's no shina going on over here. It's a commonplace thing to have around. People have no, doesn't have the milah being cooked anymore.
Clamo,
when it's pasteurized.
I think the wine that are avoshul also.
No. They want to have pasteurization, something that everyone does with germ. That is the common thing people do, unless they don't want to do it. That would be a natural thing to go do that everyone does.
Why are these things when you're losing wine, you're losing the taste?
You have to learn the sugi mu and yayin esken, understand why, and sam yayin.
Why is it mildly better than it's a sugi making better?
Oh, we'll get to our sugi. That's the first is sam yayin. The question is, that's your building to. We're leading to. So, myself, upon this yisoid over here, these three reasons over here, if yayin mufostal, pasteurized wine is not the get of Yayim Avoshul. Kemal Mishlam Azam and Shubim Nechashlam Mechelik Aleph, the Yashim Kovit Shubim Mechelik Aleph, and the Binyam Zilber, and the Cheshav Eifoid, and the Arlet Zion, and the Nashar and the Kemal Mechainu, there is no Milo, there is no Heter. Anything the Mice is pasteurized will not have the Milo Yayim Avoshul. You have the get of any wine that a great Mice pours, it's also a drink. Asana Shani, the Moshe has three Shubis about it. He wants Tainu the Mice, he's saying, Rajba, not Mismayat. Part of the wine, he says, the mice, it starts steaming beforehand, it loses a little bit, doesn't say the shit has to start losing, it does lose a little bit, the mice, just so it wants a taino, he says, you should buy the mice, lost, that enough is together of Yayim Avoshul. You want taino over here, that Chazal, the mice, the derech was manazah, says the Moshe, who cares if the derech, the mice, Chazal's not making derech upon it, can't make your own gzeres today, the mice is cooked. You want taino that's not losing its taste of the alcohol content, you want taino why? Because today when they do it, they pasteurize it, they seal it. So it says, you're making up your own gzeres. Now we seal it, and we keep the taste inside. We keep the alcohol content inside. Who says we look at that aspect of it today? The mice are making up your own gzeres. The Yivam Moshe holds, the halacha is, pasteurization is nichol geder of Yayim Avoshul. Minchas Yitzchok and Tshuva says, that Mekedina, he wants to hold that way. If your email hold has a Tshuva that way, Simcha Bonim writes that way, Avado. Or you said that, that's the mice we pass again. Anything is pasteurized. The one time, definitely get a Yayim Avoshul. So we have two sides over here. Betim, there's a little bit of an in-between sheet over here. Mentioned a little bit last week. Those one time they get to Chiloini, there is a question, what is Chiloini b'zman hazeh? So the Mavuch among the Svarim, to they have a get a Tinek Shnishpa, if the Mechal Shabbos before Hetzio, or not. So building upon this, the whole Machlok is very pasteurized wine. Is it definitely get a Yayim Avoshul or not? Come along over here, Avot, and says, B'tzirif, pasteurized wine, and the chiloni the mitzvah yishu milismach lahokul and says the geder of yayim avoshul. Chazitik also brings this idea down. Shtrubach also wants to mitzad to some upon the shito. There can be mekel miyuch in the case of a chiloni when it's pasteurized wine. That maybe they have a geder to think shnishbo, or maybe they're not nechel geder of goyim. They're not nechel geder of yisrael of goyim today. Those ones, yes, they think shnishbo. The question: are they think shnishbo? But if they are, or Chilonim won't have the chumrah of Chazal put upon them, then their chilami can be mekel. Ma'aseh, if you look at the Yashiv Tshuva and from the Zalman Tshuva, they write derech agav, even for Chilonim, you have to be makbar, a pasteurized wine. That means even though those who are mekel from the Zalman Yashiv, right in the tshuva, not that way. Not that way. But that's negate to, McClully is negate to, things in the pasteurized negate to the sugya of Stam Yayin. Is that the same sugya negate to us? We're coming and saying the loch is, when let's say the minignary salt, we machman things that are pasteurized, and not mavushal. Should a person buy one that is pasteurized or Shabbos, make kiddush upon it and say, the ma'isa have a ma'ilas, not mavushal? So first, those who say that it's mavushal negate to the sugya of Stam Yayin, certainly it's mavushal over here. That means that Moshe held his mavushal. Silly over here, mavushal. The simple bottom being down, the Israel Moshe that went to the Vatz mavushal. About himself, he has a tshuva about it. He says, even if it's that way by the case of Stam Yayin, silly over here, it's mavushal. Voide one taina, or Latin himself says, no, but in the gate of Stam Yayin, the loch is, it's nechel neged of not mavushal. But over here, it is mavushal. Why? Because over here, we're learning the sugya of the Doimon Mizbeach. The Mizbeach, the Yisoid, is not built upon the Rashba losing his face or being mismayed. Or it's not a derech. He said, what Mizbech said, things we should not cook at all. If that's so, negate the pasteurized wine, says Olatin, over here it's nichlin get official. So Mazam also in the Truva says the same story. We want to tie in over here, the story is not that it makes it worse. My circle says not negate the sugar changing his time, negate the sugar doing Mizbech. Therefore, Shlomo Zalman Olatin says it's not the same sugar. Either way, whether it's pasteurized or Mavushal, has the same category being Yam Mavushal. Because circle soif is the sugya comparing it to the Mizbeach. Mizbeach, he said, is what official? Yad Kladis boy. So therefore, sometimes people say, no, I'm giving Mekel, I'm in Aristotle, a Machman pasteurized wine, that's nichel the sugya of Abaya Stam Yayin. Therefore, the one time I can use it for Kiddush. And no shaykh to the Kiddush. It's not the Milo of Binyam Voshul, of Kiddush. It's not not being Voshul. It's not the Milo of the Ramam Shito. A guy may know that being down the Talmud Rav did not hold this way, and Noman Zilber, and Shuv would not go this way. They don't really explain and speak out why that's so. Look where this food Shavoy is done in Mizbeach. The Seder Mizbeach is an idea of anything that's cooked. Cooked in general, called Tarkula, is in the Yad Kladis Boy. So come out that Ba'etzem, this Mitzvah, they say, that all regular wines, or cheaper wines, or sweet wines, usually are all cooked. The more expensive wines, the Maisa aren't. Now, a lot of people do not appreciate the expensive wines. It doesn't taste for them a decent taste. They might drink it. To come out practically, is there any milo for a person to go take wine over, let's say, the case of any regular wine over the case of grape juice? Like the grape juice, they want time that's always cooked. And a regular wine, the maisa, is a case that is not cooked. The maisa, all regular wines, the cheap wines, the ones that are under 25 shekels, they say most of them are all cooked. Or all pasteurized, there's no milo. That means Elamai, you're going to have to get the dry ones. You don't like the taste. You don't like the taste. Back to Lachem Shulchan Aruch, that says, even though you have an Acher, the minik is to mekadesh on things that people like. So you don't have to worry about the Chum of the Rambam over here. So just be Metzias, if you do not like certain things, because your taste is not for the expensive wines, there's no milah to go take a wine over a case of grape juice.
You can also make the sense that you don't like the metal
back of all things, I don't know what that has to do.
You do have metal butter, right?
Okay.
It doesn't work out.
What?
So you have to do drink, like very quickly, drink out of that.
I'm discussing the sugar negate, this chum over here, of the Rambam, of the Yam Voshul.
If you take it on the back, then you said you like to dry wine better.
You said you do? Again, some people do. Most people don't like dry wine. They have to cultivate a taste. Most of us don't have the time to waste to cultivate a taste for it. So, fine. No, because that's what that was a drink all the time. That was a common drink. Our common drink is Coke.
And the Rush can even taste, no? You said that
Rush has a taste better.
Might see the expensive wine, they don't do it. It doesn't taste better.
That, we should repass it like this, Rush. If you ask me, I think they do taste better. If you ask the Bekir, they say it doesn't. Fine. Well, that's still going to get to Yayin Mavushal. The second sugya of Yayin to the Yayin that has Tvash inside. So again, the Kamal Yamam says the same story. You want to say, just like we have to compare it to the sugya of Tvash Mizbeach. What? Oh, okay, we'll get to what that means. The case is we're coming inside. Now, the Tvash Mizbeach. The gate of Doimel Mizbeach, the lock is, you have anything mixed inside, it's possible. Therefore, come on the Rambam, what time do you have honey mixed inside wine? Just like it's possible to get Doimel Mizbeach, it's possible to be catch upon it. And actually, look up the words of the Rambam. His words are, Kach anu morim kol mayrev, that's how we're passing everyone a mayrev. However, v'yesh mishamater. Those are matter that says you can't make kiddush with vash inside. Explains about vash and shuba. What does that mean? It means anyone in the ma'ariv I pass this way, but the rest of the klaysol I pass in ma'aseh I can make kiddush with vash inside. Ma'aseh doesn't command all the rishonim go like that. You can be mekandish with your wine that's vash inside. The Raiva, the Rashba, the Ramban, the Rivosh, they come from different avenues. One of them is the clear Raya, that the Sham brings down, the person can catch on Kunditoin. What's Kunditoin? You learn some of Reshbeis and Prophets. Over there, that's a case of third wine, a third of Dvash, a third of Papalim. And the Sham says, you can make Kiddush upon it, sweet Dvash and Silent Meister, you can. So the first have a Raya to it, the second have a Svara to it. Island Meister, Lavi Sham say to be Machmer, think the Apostle is Beish, we Machmer by Kiddush. There's a difference. But the case of Yain that's Vashon side, the wine is a terrific wine. There's no concern in the wine per se. Until now, we're discussing the wine per se. The baya with the wine. The wine is black, the wine is freshly squeezed, the wine the mice is before, so the wine itself. Here, the wine is terrific. You're mixing something else inside of it. We said the idea of possible Mizbeach, that you mix something inside of it, is negate the Sugya of Kiddush. So they would come along that the Rambam Be'etim, whether it's case of Paschal's way, Be'etim the Dasi Chidim over here, and command all the Shem disagree, and they say the mice, the person can be mechanish. With wine, that's Rashi inside. That's first to be showing them. Aloch Lamaisa again, we have the Mechabal here. He is Stam Yeshua, we pass Aloch Lamaisa, Gestam, that person can be Mekadish with wine, that's Rashi inside. Come on, Gamma, and says upon this also, the Minik is Mekadish upon it. And again, his words are, even though you have Yain Acher, only if you don't have anything as good, only the case was not as good. But again, come along with Mishibu as Medayik, but let's say it's as good. Again, you should not take a case with Yain, that's Rashi inside. Again, if the even things, you take one over another. Now, Lamaiso, just make it a little bit more practical. We do not usually put Dvash inside. A lot of things have sugar inside. Sugar. So, come along with Mishnah Berurah, come from the Prima Gadim, says sugar is the same thing as Dvash. Now, that makes it more legal. A lot of wines have sugar inside. So, come along that you have two even things in front of you. And economy, you should not to take the thing with sugar inside, take the thing without sugar. You have two grape juices in front of you, two wines in front of you, two the same exact things.
If you like,
I said two even things, you like them the same, take the one without sugar, but the one with sugar.
If you have a wine and grape juice, don't have sugar, and the wine does.
Oh, we'll get to these things. Now, first, two things over here. One, let's say, first of all, a person has dry wine with no sugar, with a maestro, you have wine, or you have wine that put in sugar inside. Today, what might it go do practically? So, come along two reasons why the maestro, which person can use wine with sugar. One is, again, the Amos says, if you like the taste, you go after that way. The second is, if no one's ever wants to tie it, the whole case that we were discussing is when you made the wine, afterwards you put in sugar. Today, the way when they fermented, they put the sugar inside. What time that's the process of making the wine. What time that's not even nichel in the chumra over here of the Rambam Shito. So the Chiddush, but that's who wants a taina. And then again, this practically will come out that a person should use wine, whatever the taste he likes over here. Now the question which you're asking really is grapefruits versus wine. You have to realize each one has a chesaron over here. The case of a grapefruit is kosher lechatchila lekoladeis, but the mitzvah minamuchah not to go use it lekoladeis. You know why? Because it's only doimel mizbeach. It's doimel mizbeach, and the mizbeach is only kosher b'diavad. That's by grapefruit. The case of yayim avushal. Either, according to the Rosh Hashitah, what it's Meshubach, it's better than everything. But there's a Chashash Psul over here, according to the Rambam Hashitah. So you have a Chashash Psul, which is better than everything, or something that's a Chassar, according to everybody, Mitzvah Min HaMuvchar. So what's your take over here? Oh, so that's what comes out usually, right? Usually it'll come out, this question will come out. That's what it's building to. That means if it's Mevoshul, the questions come out, obviously. And they'll come out, there's a Milah of having the wine, the chura, the wine, if it's even. No, it's even, it's now even. It's grape juice cooked also. Both are cooked. But the grape juice is not cooked, then there's a question which one to take over. Then come along and be asked, and say, the mice should take Yankee's more kosher. Yeah, I think so. I think it is. But tell me it's not pasteurized, it's not cooked. I'm just speaking out the question and leading to what you were going to say, except you cut me off. So the question was grape juice versus wine. When you have a mitzvah manukul kolad day, it's first like shash pull going to one day. So come along, we ask if you want tiny, then the mila taking wine over it. The mice that comes up, matzis, I don't think the question comes up. Mice, is the mila having wine? Because the mice say, all grape juice either cooked, either pasteurized, or maybe it's nichol to get out of a voshel. But let's say you personally don't like the taste, and you'll have two things in front of you. You take grape juice. Yeah, so the words, once it's mixed in the...
Once it's mavushal, then they'll make a difference to that. Once it's mavushal...
Yeah, it should be the same inside. It should be the same thing.
So you all or nothing. If you don't have one, then you may as well have both.
Yeah. I mean, it, one way, for bishul to sugar, not vice versa, not sugar to bishul. Because by... Because bishul... Oh, everyone knows bishul. Right. So once it comes out, the poil, might you have two things in front of you, whatever you like, you can go take. So that's just julach hatchilo. Might you have two things are even, then you have different darkness over here, what to go do. That's simchef. Siftes is sugar of the chamar medino. Now, in the get to siftes, really, what to make kiddush upon, there's really, you can make a kiddush on yayin, you can make kiddush on the chamar medino, you can make a kiddush on pas. Three different things over here. What comes out is the halacha during the night and during the day. During the night, a person can make pas, therefore the order is first yayin, then pas, and then chamar medino. That's why you see no one making the chamar medino at night. The person should not use at night, should do yayin, then pas, then chamar medino. Hagert in the morning, when Kiddush only do Aponon, then the halacha is, the person who first does Yain, then Chamar Medina, and the last thing is a case of Pas. That means the person really should not do a case of Pas, and Samech on the other Shitas, that's we should always do Chamar Medina beforehand. As far as the Shulchan Aruch speaks out, because during the day, it's not Nikah when you Mekadosh on Pas, because technically on Kiddush at night, you have a whole Nosach, and you say a Pas, which you clearly make Kiddush. During the day, what is Kiddush? It's Bar Pi Agofen. Because clearly that you have by Pirk Ofen, and in the past we see switched. You said by Pirk Ofen should not be first. You see, making Kiddush being mechanic to the yoyim. You take pass first, say a moitzi. That's what you always do during the week. You make a moitzi, so it's not nicker. So, even though we say zochos yom shabbos the kaddish you al kem berach, that's not the chiluk of Kiddush. So if you take pass and just make a moitzi, not nicky be mechanish on anything. Therefore, during the day, the last thing is pass. You take before in chamar medino. Now, the gate to this Indian Chamar Medino, really coming again from the Sugya and Avreb Sochem, there is, the Gemara speaks out making Kiddush on Chamar Medino on Abdullah. The question is, can you learn out from Abdullah to other cases, to Kiddush itself? That's from the two main sheets among the Rishonim. The Rambam says a person can make Chamar Medino for Abdullah, but not for Kiddush at all, not during the day, not at night. You cannot use Chamar Medino not at all on Shabbos. Atal Shani, the Rosh says, a person can be Mekadosh upon it. Chamar Medino. That means the idea of using Chamar Medino first of all for Kiddush is the Machlokes Rishonim. According to the Rambam, Maisa, you cannot use it at all. Therefore, Halacha Maisa, again, the three times to make really Kiddush, the Halacha is at night Chamar Medino, during the day Chamar Medino, and Abdul during the, using Chamar Medino. The speaks out the Pashkim at night, again, Mishmua says, by us very clearly, you should not use the case of Chamar Medino. Why not Pascha first? Second thing is during the day, what should a person go do? Wine or Pascha first. You should not use, again, we're discussing night, no Chamar Medino. During the day, says the Mishmua, you should also use wine, unless wine is expensive. But a vada, a person during the day, should only use wine. That's the correct thing. That's what Mishmua says from the back. We Pascha only wine. Does not say that. Doesn't say that. He says if expensive, and since Kiddush Rabbanon, then we make at night Kiddush Raisa, Gam Yai might be the Rabbanon, Kiddush Raisa. During the day, he said the Maisa person should only use wine. Now the question is, the Maisa see Nubis people during the day make Kiddush on whiskey. Maisa Mishmua says not to. So it's not his kasha, he's coming from a Bach. You look up the Bach is his kasha. He says the Mini Klaisel is the Mekadosh on whiskey during the day. He doesn't know why. He says, you know what? There was a vad of a Sivus Chachomim, he says 4 years earlier, that they got together, all the Gdelem, they said they already saw the Marshal make Kiddush on whiskey during the day, and they said already the Maril make Kiddush on whiskey during the day, and they wonder why. Why is such a minig? Why did we see Gdelem go do that? And they get all together, and you know what they answered? So we can't find an answer. We don't know why.
He said, the top way answer, if you have to Kaddish, we
have to deal. Maybe we should go
slow.
It's according. I'm not. We're still currently reading. You want Sheikh versus whiskey? That's what's going on. Not discussing wine. In Choptesi, he writes, "Al yain mokshu motzei vali varchal of apil b'yoyim." Right. This Choptesi is here talking about Sheikh versus yain tzraf. So Maisa, clearly the Mishnah says the loch is that Avada wine goes first, and the Maisa, why the Mig is not the way. So again, the Bach for the Isis Kasha and the Isis from the Rishonim, and they came all together and all the Gemara said, we don't know why. And therefore the Bach ends off, therefore it's Sloy Al Pi Din. Do not do. If you, the case where Yain is Motsoi. Where Yain is Motsoi, was not expensive. We should only make it today. Yain is Motsoi. Right, Yain is not expensive. If there's no one yet, 100%. Yeah, 100%.
I'm in a place like a city. I mean,
No. You go next door, you make sure you have wine. No. You get wine. The Maisa Alpi, the Halacha Shabbai, again, we'll get to the Matthias. So again, people want to say the Minig is, again, the Bach is the Kashi Mishbua, saw the Bach. The Bach says, we have no answer, and therefore, Shloy Alpi Din, and therefore, the Halacha is, you use the wine. Okay, not the Bayah for whiskey. But again, what it says on the page, I know the Minig is not the way. Again, the Bach is Kashi, the Minig is not the way. So we're showing them already. Maisa says that what says on the page, wine, we should only use wine. Negeta Abdullah, there the Ramah writes, Reitz HaNegvov, then it's bad to use wine. So it comes out at night, you cannot use Chumah Medina. During the day, you should use only wine. I mean, at night, no, you should not use Chumah Medina. During the day, you should only use wine. And Abdullah, a person is bad to use a case of wine. Now again, it comes out, always look at Tibli, you use a case of wine. Now get to whiskey. Now I know again, you go to certain circles, people might make Kiddush on whiskey, Yayin Siraf. Now, there is a couple of problems. We'll get to different problems. Number one, the Shmuel says not to. Number two is the amount that the cup has over here. The Shmuel discusses the cup, how much is the shiur over here? Number three, how much you have to drink. The Shmuel puts the two things together. He says the mice of the cup has to be a shiur revius. Your shiur revius, called Mechaim Noah, is 86 samach, about 3 fluid ounces over here. And therefore, a lot of people make whiskey in shot glasses. They're certainly not, no matter what shiur you're going with the shiur revius, even the cooler shiur is never the shiur revius. And you're not being making Kiddush. A second thing is, plastic sometimes also. And Chanami, always. Also, they have a bayah, the amount to drink. The amount you have to drink is a molly lugmov. These guys are sipping it over here. And therefore, the Mishbu over here brings down, says to Loy Kitaz, he says, we'll get to the Eliyah, but the kids, so they pass the local mice, you have to have the cup has to be a shiravius, and the amount you drink has to be a molly lugmov over here. Hagam again, the Eilim likes throwing out a masham, this is a masham, a chum in the Chalik Aleph. And he himself says, the Eses Kasha, he brings down that they saw numerous Gedolim, the Ruptious, and the Kaminko, and others, numerous rabbis, they took these shot glasses over here. Who's he say, the Ruptious?
Yeah.
Okay. They saw the different rabbis, Lamaisa take these shot glasses, bless the Shia, and drink it. Lamaisa wants a Taina, since it's only Kiddush during the day, Kedayim Yesh Lismachu, Kimsemach upon the Tajashito, that the Tajashito is that even though usually Negev to drinking is a Shira of Vias, and Malugmov, but since over here the derech is people sip whiskey and don't gulp it down as a shir Malugmov, therefore the shir is different from whiskey. Kiddush the Taz, which Mishmur says, Deloik Kataz. No, the amount you drink is a Malugmov. You drink. Whiskey people sip. Unless you.
Whiskey.
But that's the going on whiskey, that's what they're saying. But. Yes, 100%, not even a sulfur. I said in the Revius, in the Malugmov. I didn't say the Shia right now is Shia Malugmov. It's to take your, pull up your mouth, and half of what comes out of your mouth. Some people have big mouths. So again, so the gear to whiskey, you have a bayah, number one, like I feel you use wine. Number two, we're saying the cup itself. Number three, the amount you drink. Number four, we're saying the case of the plastic cup over here. That's assuming that it is nichol neged of Chumah Medina. That's on that assumption. The question is that so it's Chumah Medina? But you'd even take a fifth reason why not to make Kiddush on whiskey. The question is even make a bruch on whiskey. Let's say you're drinking whiskey, not because you enjoy the taste, which some people told me they don't enjoy the taste, doing it purely for social reasons over pressure, whatever it is around them. And therefore the question could even make a bruch at all upon it. The Yashim says, that's a bruch. You cannot make a bruch on whiskey, a kiyuzer. If that's what you're drinking it for. If you enjoy the taste, fine. There you have it. But otherwise, says of Strumbach and Belzer Rebbe, Belzer Chassidus show. He himself says, the Maaseh, you cannot make a bracha upon it. You're doing it purely for social reasons. Now those who want to disagree, I'm asking. Or the Tzion want to say, Bukhazi Maida Amadabar. Doesn't answer the question. Well, the Maaseh, there's another reason you have a bayah of whiskey, is that you can't make a bracha on whiskey.
Dry
wine is very dry? You have a good question. Very good question. Economy. This whiskey. No, record wine, no. People enjoy it. Maybe not a lot, but people don't mind the sip. Even girls don't mind the sip. It's more than that. No. Fine. So Lamaisa, those are, again, we mentioned four problems, and now get the fifth problem to get to whiskey. What is Chama Medino? What is Chama Medino? So Betsy will discuss four questions to get to what defines Chama Medino. First question, what's the get of Chama Medino? So there seem to be two main mahalchim among the Svarim, what Chama Medino is. And Moshe Retrieval, Chaim Michel Beis, he wants a title that why clearly over here the wood is not Chama Medino, in Mash Enkin, whiskey is Chama Medino, or beer is Chama Medino. He wants a title that something they give a person because he's thirsty. That's a drink, what you drink. That's not Chama Medino. People are thirsty, give them water, give them soda, that's drinking. Give them something that's had COVID, that's Chama Medino, that's a Choshev Azach. People give beer, whiskey, that's something COVID, Mechubad. That's nichol together of kavod asudo, kavod aorchim. That's nichol together of chama medino. So one malach is not drinking mitzad you're thirsty. You're drinking your wine mitzad kavod. I mean, even if you're thirsty, still you drink it. That's kavod. That nichnami is nichol together of chama medino. Asad hasheni, it sounds like mamash vakeret. But the mechaim no comes. Betzim is a graz. He's explaining. And the Bushe Mordechai from the Chashavas others say that something has to be doctored when you kveh asudo upon the chilek of your asudo. When you eat, having the asudo. You drink it with it. So for example, coffee and tea, no one has during the sudo. Yeah, you have it after the sudo. That's not part of the sudo. Chama Medino is dafka, something that is a chelik, a part and parcel of the sudo. That's nichol neged of Chama Medino. Sounds like, again, svaras of fukos from Moshe. That's nichol neged of what defines Chama Medino. That's be part of what people drink constantly, part of the sudo. Yeah, I said, lafugi, their example of lafugi, coffee and tea. Whiskey we'll get back to. That's one question. What defines Chama Medino? Is one malach of Moshe, the Imei, at Kovid, Kovid Orchim, Kovid Atzudo. The second malach has to be something you can create upon. One question. A second thing is, if you read the Mishnah and Magaram and Simon Kufay Beis, when they also discuss Sugya of Chama Medino, and they get to this Sugya you're going to make a curse, when you do the curse of Bech Tamazim, so come along, they discuss the words is, that Chama Medino is something that you drink every day, whole yoyim. Something they drink only in the Prokim, once in a while, is not nichol neged of Chama Medino. Those are technically its words. It's still the Asram Mizmanenu, Madanai, Mogavrom, Mishtabur, Ali Rabo. They want to tell you that if something you drink once, not Kol Yoyim, only in the Prokim, is not Chama Medino. If so, who drinks whiskey every day? Who drinks beer every day? So now those from today are asking why in the world Asram Mizmanazad is costing different drinks and who does it every. Who drinks whiskey and beer every day? What's going on over here? Madani Osher or Latin and others are discussing, my high, what are you discussing over here? The idea, what's Chama Medino? We do not drink whiskey every day. That's not the Mitzias. Gavi, if only one person does that way, is Mavutu among the Olam. Why is Nechle get of Chama Medino? Sorry? Well, beer. Who drinks beer every day? So you have a place, you go to Ireland, Echlam is not clearing. If you go there, Echlam, who has skirts? Mask him. Thank you, Dr. Drink beer and whiskey every day. You eat the kichel with the herring and the whiskey every day. You eat the kichel, you can also start like the whiskey. You don't eat the kichel, no. No, it can be part of a kfutza, not every person, though. But the people eat the kichel, that's one kfutza. And people wear skirts, another kfutza, fine. Those people are echnabi. Start like. Otherwise, the moinam, most of us do not have beer every day, not whiskey every day. Just to answer this question, for numerous forms did not seem to bother them, this point over here, is really if you look over there in the Mishnah and the Shayatin, you seem to understand what's the side over here of Bechol Yoyim. It seems to be that something that people only drink the Prokim, not Bechol Yoyim, why drink only Prokim? Because it's not Choshev, it's a poor man's drink, no one drinks it. Mash Enkin, the words of Mishnah is this is a Giloy that's not Choshev. But if we don't drink it all the time, but Be'etim it is Choshev, Maisha still does not make it out of the parish of Chama Medino. Mishmur does not seem to go with this mahalach, the tight words of the Mishnah Berurah. Look at the Shaiti, the way I explained it, the concern of it's the only something that's not Bechol Yoyim is why not drinking it every day? It must be it's not a choshev a drink. But if it's a choshev a drink, and if not, even only drinking it once in a while, be nichol neged of Chama Medino. That's the second question over there, something we do not drink every day. A third question they discuss, they look over here discussing what's Chama Medino, discussing things that are intoxicated. Some as Yayin Siraf, case of Sheikher, case of Yayin. And therefore, there is a tshuva by the Locha Kahanis. He wants a taina dafka things that has alcohol content inside, things that are mashacher, and nichol neged of Chama Medino. And although the Paschal's way, Yabi Oimer or Letzion, they come along and say, dafka things that are mashacher. Mice numerous form of discussing orange juice and apple juice, coffee and tea, they seem to not go with this. You study over here, dafka things that are mashacher. That's the third thing. A fourth thing is, if you just push it, read the words, The words of the Mechaba over here is that when Yain is Motzi, there is no Chamam Medino. When Yain is not Motzi, then we have a case of Chamam Medino. That's the words coming through Ashbam, that when Yain is Motzi, we do not have the Sugya of Chamam Medino. So first, the Bialoch over here being done, the Rambam disagrees. Rambam says Aloch is that we can have Chamam Medino, a Gam Yain is Motzi. Machloek is Rambam, first the Ashbam. Maisa Mechaba, the Poskin, Paskin, not the way the Paskin, but Motzi, we do not have the Sugya of Chamam Medino. If so, they want to point out, Vizman Azeh, Yain is Motzi. Everyone gets it, not that expensive, no problem. If so, we should not have at all Mitzias Chma Medino. So what in the world is everyone discussing Chma Medino? The Maitse, Yain is Motzi. So it's put out from the Ashiv, and it was also at Limit Schos. You want to tie now, what is the Yisrael over here in the Mechaba, in the Rashbam, the Yain Motzi means, therefore we do not have a case of Chma Medino Vizman Azeh. Is it, the way I say it, in the Yeshivish terminology, is it a simin or is it a sivo? Meaning, the reason why we have yayin, therefore, that this is the yayin that everyone constantly drinks over here, this is the simin shabai, that this is the common drink that everyone has, the yayin, everything else is not that way. Mashenken, let's say people do drink wine, other drinks just like wine, agam yayin is moshi, nechal get of chamam medino. Or if I get, if we have wine, that is chamam medino, nothing else, it's a seed but the cause. If we have wine that's around, nothing else, Chamam Medino. Tamil Leviashi wants to tie it today, but Zman Azeh, Lamai said, we have wine, 100%. But we do not treat wine like Chamam Medino. We don't drink it constantly. In those days, when they had wine, that was a drink. That's Metzias. Why? Because Lamai said they did not have Coke, and they did not have refrigerators, and the oil, usually the water in the well, was not always usable to drink, either hygiene reasons, or it froze over, or it's not enough. So the only thing that was a constant drink when they had wine was mostly was wine. If you look at the history, wine was a common man's drink. Everyone had it. Or beer some places. That was a common man's drink. Today, we have it. We don't treat it as common. We don't use it as Yayin Motzi. So come on, we actually said today, what is our wine? Our wine has a get of not being Motzi. Today, we have a category on the level of the Yayin not being Motzi. Why? We did not treat it as being Motzi. Gam Metzias it is. But the Maestro, we don't relate to it. We don't walk around, oh, I'm thirsty, let's drink a cup of wine. No one does that way. Therefore, we're under the category of not being Motzi. Therefore, we start claiming, well, it's Chamam Medino, but Zman Azeh. No, it could be both. I'm not sure if it's thirsty. It could be also that, according to Moshe, I don't need the cloud of Chamam Medino and Yain. Yain, but Etzim is Yain. Yain, but Etzim is Yain. I don't think it needs to be certain. So again, that's we ask what time we're nichling again. So we have really four questions over here. Again, one question: what is the getter of Chamam Medino? Those are Moshe's getter is covered, and the Shulchan Aruch Rav they're coming from once the getter is what a person is sued upon. A second question is: do we have to be something doc intoxicated? The Loch Katanis, numerous Rambam seem to disagree. A third question is the doc is something that we drink Kol Yoyim or no things even we drink Leprokim? The fourth question is: what is Bizman Azeh? Is our Chamam Medino really Chamam Medino, Agam Yain is Motzei Nach, and it seems to mean that we do call it definitely get of Chamam Medino.
Why don't people drink Coke?
No, so let's first the Klolim. Now we'll go through the cases. Now, first, before we go to the cases, we already start off in the beginning that even if we have Chamam Medino, we should use Yain. We should not do it anyway. I mean, the starting point is what to do when you stuck B'diyev, but we should not do that. That was the starting point. Now, when he's stuck, what is Chamam Medino? So let's go to different cases. First, go through a group of things that are intoxicated. Yain Tzuraf, the case of whiskey. The Maisa whiskey is Mishtaker. Yeah, whiskey is Maisa is in the COVID. You can start clearing in certain places. Maybe it's Chelk of the Suda or not. Maisa, the Mukha or Chaim, the Munkach, he writes, he doesn't understand who in the world drinks whiskey all the time. Until he says he went to Bialysburg in Russia, Poland, and he sees everyone drinking it all the time. Really depends where you are. Also, Rav Shtrumach of the Truman says, in South Africa, the Maisa who drinks whiskey all the time, he says, either blacks do, blacks don't count. So the Maisa says, in South Africa, that is not Nichol get of Chamam Medino. Other places, so you start clearing. So first, there is a shadow, what is whiskey?
But the blacks don't count. The way that South Africa is black, you mean from the citizen oil
up? Yeah, no, because we look at Jews.
As a racist comment.
No, not as a racist, no, right. Afro-Americans don't count in general, and even, it's also Miyuchas in the Salafah.
No, in the black, it's the boy, it's the boy.
I know, but look what Jews, it's for Jews, what Jews
Jewish people in both come out?
Yeah. Now, he wrote a Jew, Vafash Churim, Sova, but he wrote his, so myself, The get to whiskey, again, Mishmua brings down over here, Reis HaGlo by Abdullah, is Nichol Gedek Ma'am Medina, the Rosh HaShulchan, Marsham, Maisel says is, the Moshe Shuvah says, Maisel is. Again, the reason why those were tiny not, the Maisel is Manazer, again, Rabayat, not Rogel. Also, we mentioned four problems before already, Mitzad the Kop, Mitzad the Shear, Mitzad maybe can make a bracha upon it. And the Maisel, those were tiny that today is not Nichol in of Chmam Medina, especially today, a lot of people going to Shulchan Aruch Rav, they do not sit the Kveh Suda upon whiskey. It might have between a fish and a meat, but not nichna get a kriya sudo. And therefore, those one time to say a person should not use whiskey as chmam medino. Again, numerous places want to say yeah, some want to say no. The case of beer, mechabav here says nichna get a chmam medino. Moish and shuvah lemaisa says yeah, maisa is mishtaker. Usually, is in a place that's in the covet. I do see Rav Kopp wants a taino, and he says that so by covet. Who in the world ever serves beer to mechabav people? Now, lulik for tirasa, I think first of all, by any shalom zakar they serve beer, as in the coven, and any chassid that serve drinks that are mechubad, they give beer. Now, I tell a lot of chassids don't drink, serve any choshuva drinks, therefore they don't give beer either. But those who do give nice drinks, part of it is beer. So I don't know why he's saying it's not mechubad to go serve beer. Rav Karp, Mechelcha Shabbos for Shabbos. So on the same one time, no, again, in this country, again, in America, everyone has fancy drinks as a chassid. They have beer as one of them. Over here, people have no drinks. They're Mein Chaim, whatever. No, it's less of other stuff, but Meister, they have beer over here. So the Meister, those more times, they'll get a Chmam, you know. Again, the Meister, however, the Aruch HaShulchan, it's interesting. He's Meister's Yain Sraf, they'll get a of that Chmam Medina, because beer in the Meister is not. People do not drink it all the time. One time, even in Russia, one time, beer was not nichol together of Chmam Medina. They do not drink it all the time.
The big difference is
that
in England, by the going, they drink beer the whole time.
We'll go after you. Now, Meister is the Chaznish. Chaznish says maybe when Eisel fell off, Meister said, but Manazer, what he said, Meister is not nichol together of Chmam Medina. And numerous from Meister being done the Chaznish. That today is not nichol together chmam medino. It's not something you drink all the time. If you start clearing, maybe it's choshev or not. But it's not something that a person uses that is every single day to go drink over here.
If you drink beer, then you have to say you don't hold
a time
right?
Beer, I would assume so. I don't think today anyone drinks beer as part of the suda, kveh suda upon beer. What? Yidin, I don't think Yidin drink beer as part of the suit. So there is a goin that says Dr. Pesach of the Chavivus of Shomer Tzad Chometz. Maisa should come out. It should come out. We'll get two cases. Yeah, Chush not Chmam Medina anymore. Now it's interesting. All the teaming down something called beer shura, black beer. Now black beer, when I've never heard of it in America, when it comes to this country, it's malt. Now I thought the malt has no alcohol content inside. He somehow, or he says in alcohol contact, and he says, for example, beer shkura. No, I don't think that's a messias. I'm not sure why that's so. Loida. Fine. Maisa, that's the negative things that are intoxicated. The negative things that are not intoxicated. For example, milk. So already the Mishmura brings down in by us that milk is not nichol together from Medina. Kamim chido. The words of the Mishmura are interesting words. The inu gil l'shtoysel mashka. No one drinks milk as a mashka. I'm not sure what the words exactly mean. But the Maisa want Taina, Roy Pleskim, Taina is not Nichol together, that's Choshev. Agam, Moshe and Shuvah says, he starts claiming, what is milk? He says that if a person served you milk to mechabed you, you can't turn it away because he's saying, you know, you're full already. So of course you would have to drink it. So maybe it's Nichol together, that's the yisoid of something that you mechabed a person with. Somehow Moshe assumed milk is something that you might be mechabed a person with. Today, you mechabed a person with a cup of milk. I don't know. So it's very hard. But Moshe says, B'shas and Chak, you can be semech upon a make Abdullah. On the case of the milk. Same thing we discussed in the Geir to tea. It seems nichol get of Chmam Medino, so they do bring down the best grub held Maisa. Yeah, Maisa, Roy Pleish can disagree. The motion when discussed it by tea, says, I Maisa mechabed a person with it. So the reason why Machmi says, it's really water, it's just dirty water. Like they put some taste inside the water. So the etzim, it's water. The Mishmur says water, not nichol get of Chmam Medino. And therefore, they bring down a cute riot from Lela Seder. The Mishmur brings down, but Lela Seder, after the Abrakrisis, you cannot drink Chmam Medino. He says, Mishmur thinks not Chmam Medino, like water or tea, so the Vadi can have after the Abrakrisis. So we see clearly Mishmur understands that the idea of tea is not nichol together, Chmam Medino, the Aruch HaShulchan also, and it seems to be very smart to understand that a person cannot use tea, now the same one tiny use tea, nichol together, Baruch HaVatolah, for the case of Avdolah. Negates the case of coffee. Also, most poskim want to say it's not nichol get a commandment either. It's not mishtaker. It's the case of dirty water. Agam Gisat saying is the mechaber the person, but certainly not the chelik of the ikas sud over here. And therefore, Agam Moshe want taina again mishtaker chas. You can make abdullah upon it. So again, he wants taina, but ikas you shouldn't because it's dirty water over here. Now, if you use coffee, there are four questions upon what coffee you're discussing. I mean, coffee with sugar or without sugar? I mean, with milk or without milk? Does it mean instant coffee or regular coffee? Does it mean iced coffee or cold or hot coffee? From the Zav says, who the world is mechaber someone with iced coffee? Avad or not? That was obviously 20 years ago. Today, it seems to be if I cared. But the Mice said, those are four questions on the time that most places can say not to use coffee as Kamam Medino. The case of soda, the Gamma Vignam of Tuvia Goldstein Tainas, first comes to the house, mechaber him with a good cold glass of Coke. Avad nechon neged of Chama Medina, maybe super drink, avad not Chama Medina, pashtus. Fine, it's not clear. The Maisa Roy Pleiskim seem to disagree, and the Moshe himself says,
what?
Yeah, the Moshe himself said, avad is so does not nechon neged of Chama Medina, not nechon neged of Chama Medina, not mechala person. You drink it, why? When you're thirsty. People are thirsty, they drink Coke, and therefore most Pleiskim say, so does not nechon neged of Chama Medina.
Why do you need that? It's water.
It said dirty water, he said, Gusam Chan Shasat Chak. Here he said, not even Shasat Chak, even more than that, he says.
Did you drink it after dinner?
No,
it's only water.
Together, tea. On the Tzad, Nachman Medina, yeah, according to Tuvi Goldstein, no. That means it's cool as a chumas. Now, the Maestro, only one case they found, everyone agrees, is Nachman Medina, the case of seltzer. Like, you walk in this country, you buy soda, and they give you seltzer. The first time you do that, you know, you learn. But Maestro, when the Swam is discussing soda, I think they mean Coke over here. But Maestro, seltzer, Vada is not Nichol together with Chaman Medina, it's not kosher, it's not Mishtaker, it's not the Ik of the suit over here. I also discuss orange juice and apple juice. These things, the mice are not mishtaker. Of COVID, you would serve it. Start playing the case back and forth. Depends of 100%, not 100%. I know, start playing the questions. The mice are most performance safe, not nichol neged of Chama Medina. What? If you drink it, part of it really depends. In what country? In this country, you would not drink 100% orange juice as part of the pseudo. In America, you would. America, I'm going to Trapacano. But in the lab after America, you're going to have a person with orange juice. Because everyone has it. You take out Coke also. You won't have them. It's not a COVID they could drink. Over here, the COVID they could drink is 100% orange juice. That's COVID. You're going to have a person with it. Except they won't have a part of the pseudo. In America, it's fakert. You have Father Sudo, you want to have a person with it. You drink it, it's like Coke. I know, I said, but Moshe and Chaim don't sound like the two opposites. I said that. They sound like very, very much two opposites over here. It's certainly not Mishtaker, unless you wait a couple of weeks and it gives you a kick to it. Otherwise, usually it's not Mishtaker. But the Maisa, what comes out at the end of the day, the Maisa, what is Chama Medina? First of all, it does make a difference. Like, Chilu, we always use wine. Again, those use whiskey, tzarf beer. What is Chama Medina? There's no case that everybody reads that's the Kuli Alma. So again, you should not use things with Chama Medina. It comes out in the Gerta, let's say, during the 9 days, what to go use for Abdullah on Motzei Shabbos. Agam, the art of Selsein Shulchan Aruch, to go use a case of beer. Maisa, most from his man is that, say the Maisa, you should not do that. Because who says there is any case of Chama Medina practically, especially Bela Paiskim Otaina, is not that way. And therefore, the Maisa, you should use a case of wine or maybe better grape juice. Then, what the luck is, if you have a kid around that's of the age with the kvalim, you give it to a kid. Otherwise, you should drink it like a tchilo, and that can involve the shiloh if you're kind of the end of a dollar or not. The last tip over here is the Indian, when a person makes a barpia gofen on his kiddush, where is his alagefen? Where is his bracha coin over here? Benching. It's very good. The mechaber comes along and says, we're down from the shaynim. The fact that you bench afterwards, your benching is chal upon your alagefen, on your barpia gofen. What is the reason for it? They say two stories. The Torah example from the father of Rosh. One is that when you eat something before you make a bracha. For example, let's be clear. Let's say a person before he washes, he has potato gugel. Makes a domo. What's the locha? The locha is you need a burn of fashas. Your benching that you do after you at the end of the meal is not chal or something before you eat your bread. It's not chal. So how in the world by your Boypia Goffin, which is before you bread, with the bracha achorino? That's the question over here. I mean, anything you eat your potato gugel before the meal, you have to make burn of ashes. You have to. So if so, where in the world is your alagefen? So the reason is two reasons. Either because when you drink wine, it's made to be an appetizer to open up your stomach for the meal. It's the chelik of the meal to open up your stomach. Or why, the second story, it's kiddush makom suda. It's the chelik of the suda. Two reasons to attach it to the suda. once attached to the suit, come along. The Russian says, therefore, your Birch Namazin is chal upon your Bari Pir Gofen. The two problems with this halacha. Number one, the Mishmur in Kuf Ayin Dalet says, Machlech Shoshoinim. And therefore, Mishmur says, you have a baya. Where's your Maisa Allah Gefen over here? It's a Rosh Hashito. Other Rishonim disagree. Therefore, he says, he writes, like a Chila person should not drink a Reviyat, only drink a Malugmov. He doesn't like that. He ends up saying, when you have Birch Namazin, have a moin on the wine before you that you had before Kiddush. That means every time you do a Birch Namazin on Shabbos, you have to moin on the Kiddush beforehand. Maisa Olam does not seem to go do that. One oro. The second problem is, one of the Rosh Hashanahs is that it's an appetizer to open up your stomach. That's if you drink wine. People have grape juice. When you have grape juice, is the Birch Namazin going to pater the grape juice before that you made for Kiddush? That's before the case of washing. Comes along and Bliashim says no. It doesn't work. It's not an appetizer. So those are on Taina that the Birch Namazin paters wine and not grape juice. So where's the Allah Geffen? Where's the Allah Geffen over here? Those who want to disagree, the Chodshani wants Taina, it works even in the case of grape juice, the Vosner, the Shiloh. So you have two problems over here. Number one, the Shmuel himself says that Poyskim Uchelik over here. And number two, who said it works in grape juice? What? The one? Sorry? Because it's not an appetizer. Don't open up your stomach. So that's what Bracha says. The mice is the second reason. Kiddush Bakum Sudo. You have to know it's a series of reasons over here. The mice are what the eight is swarming down. Either Piskachu is over here or Zaisa Bracha says. He wants to tell you that if you learn the halachas, there's something called a Bracha's link. That if you eat, let's say, what? Be a locha, not by Kiddush. They're putting it by Kiddush. Mishmur, the halacha in general, Brachas link, Mishmur says, yes. That let's say a person, he wants to have a jelly bean before the meal, makes a shakal, and he would have a jelly bean during the meal. So the jelly bean he had before the meal, it's going to cover the jelly bean during the meal, and therefore when he benches, it covers both jelly beans, one during the meal and one before the meal. It connects everything. That's the klal. The getu, tentacle does not work that way, because tentacle during the meal, you don't make a bracha. But the getu thinks that you have to make a bracha during the meal, the bracha that you may be for is chal on both of them, and may the Birch Namazin goes back in both of them. Therefore, come along, the building upon this, says the Piskei Teshuvah Zayis HaBracha, drink wine before the meal, have some wine during the meal, because Allah, let's say you have no, you did not drink wine before the meal, not drink, you heard Kiddush, not drink. During the meal, you have wine, what do? You have to make a bracha. Wash it. You have to make Allah Gafin. Right for your Gafin. Therefore, what you do drink during the meal, you connected the wine before the meal and the wine during the meal, then the Birch Namazin is chal on the wine during the meal and the wine before the meal. So come along this form to give you an eitzah. What a person should do is you should drink wine or grape juice, take care of the bayah of grape juice during the meal and connect the two drinkings. And the Birch Namazin is chal upon both aleph. Beis is agav, the Mishabu and Sim Tavkuv Chavtes. And also, we saw earlier that it says the mitzvah to have wine during the suit on Shabbos. Askova oinik Shabbos, Reish from Tes. Another reason why you should have wine during the meal is some askova Shabbos. So again, a person on Shabbos should have wine during the meal for two reasons. One, it's not in the covered Shabbos. One, it's that where is your Allah Geffen on the wine before you made Hamaitzi? Teretz is, have wine during the meal, connect the two wines, and then the Bechse Moslem Maitzah patches everything. Fine, Bez Hashem, again, we're having a bris on Wednesday for Chabura, for the Chabura. The Chabura will be on Thursday. However, do not go slow. We're going to have Chabur also on Sunday, and that means when you finish the amounts we have to learn for Wednesday, go further and go to the next Sugya, Muksa Makmas Gufay. That's local.